Welcome to the Ether. This was a Twitter space recorded on November 23rd, 2021, hosted by LDA Michael and Cal. Let's take a listen as they discuss the Decentral Miami kickoff party with TaeFi Alpha, Epic Prime, and more.
Welcome and welcome, everybody. We're excited. We're doing a little first kickoff here for DecentralCon. This is Justin Wu for everybody that doesn't know. I am one of the co-founders here at Decentral, and give us 1 second. We'll get people up here. Let's get some co-hosts. So we got Michael up here too. All right. Feel free to share it out too. We're gonna get some more people in here too. Epic, get some Epic guys in here. Hey, Michael, are you there? Let me get you up here. I add you as a co-host as well too, so you can actually speak. Not sure. Hey, Michael.
Hey. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Ryan invited his co-hosts. Let's get Epic. We got Gary. What up, Gary? Cool. Yeah. So, while we get everybody here too, I guess, anybody want to start with intros too with Michael first or go down to Cal?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and kick it off. Hi guys. I'm Michael. I'm the co-founder of Decentral. We're hosting it on November 30th and December 1st at the Miami Airport Convention Center. So it's going to be a massive event. I believe we have over 3,000 to 4,000 people attending already. A lot of them are probably within this audience. And just kind of excited to be here and kind of kick it off with a kickoff party with the TFI Alpha guys, Epic, and kind of like also Angel and Friends as well.
Awesome. And for those that are new here, we're hosting a big combined conference, DeFi and NFT focused. We have 20 protocols coming. We have over 10 plus Luna projects. We have Epic Prime. They are presenting the Metaverse Dome, which is a 360 projection dome, 50 foot with visuals and a lot of cool experiences with that for both days. We also have TFI Alpha in here too. They'll be hosting one of the after parties. It's the whole Luna crew. And we also got Angel here, Tix, and many others as well too. We'll invite more friends and speakers as they come up as well too. But this is Justin Wu, one of the co-founders here. And then we'll go down the line. Hey, Cal, you want to do a quick intro?
Absolutely. Hey, it's great to be here, Justin. It's good to see you, Michael. Was able to hang out with Michael over at the Sapien event late night. Had some great drinks. And Michael, I told Michael that we're a bunch of UC Berkeley students who are budgeting, and Michael graciously opened up some student tickets for us. So we're really excited to come out from San Francisco, Berkeley, and be with you guys. We're going to have a great time.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one thing we wanted to do, too, is to kind of have this event be opened up and accessible to different players in the space as well. We definitely want to support students and student organizations to learn and also build and be part of the industry, really. And so we didn't want to put like a crazy barrier to entry for that as well. And then for the rest of the GA, though, we kept it, same. We started out actually really cheap relative to like other events. And then obviously we're hitting the tail end of the events too, our GA is a little bit higher as well too. But kind of in the middle of call too, we'll get some discount codes for some people, get 10% off to join us as well. And then we'll talk more about that too. But let's hand it off next to Ryan.
Hi, my name is Ryan Oha. I'm the event coordinator from TFI Alpha. We are super proud to be working with DecentralCon and putting on the official after party, night one of the convention. We have a lot planned for that, and looking forward to seeing all of you come. It's open to all DecentralCon attendees. As long as you have your badge, you'll be able to come to the after party. So yeah, looking forward to seeing all you guys.
Excellent. I'd like to kick it off to Trevor as well. Hey, Trevor, welcome.
Oh, hey. Glad to be here, guys. Glad to be part of the, working with Decentral to Justin ruin you guys and Michael to put on the official after party. I won't restate it again because Ola already did it. But I'm the founder of Tix, so my team is they're doing the ticketing for the after party. Yeah, you'll get some really cool like GIF style NFT tickets, as well as like some cool airdrops and lots of cool stuff like that coming from our sponsors. But I'm sure we'll get into a little bit of that later. I'm also on Angel's team, and yeah, that's, you know, I'm really excited. Really excited. I don't sound excited. I'm mad tired, but super excited for this.
And also Gary's on stage as well. Hey, Gary.
Hey, everyone. Nice to meet everyone here. Thanks for having us. Gary, I'm Gary Ma from Epic Prime as well. Similar to everyone else here, super excited and honored to be part of the Decentricon. I'm kicking off this event in Miami, which is exciting. Back to some live events, which I'm sure a lot of people are excited to get involved with. But yeah, I mean, Epic Prime is an NFT platform and ecosystem. We work with crypto games and mainstream games, giant entertainment IP brands, create in-game NFT goods and marketplaces. We'll also be working with DecentralCon as their official blockchain and NFT partner for the event as well. So stay tuned for some cool NFTs during and throughout the event related to that. But excited to be part of this and bring new content to the audience here.
Excellent. Yeah, Justin's having a little bit of issues connecting on his side, but, you know, wanted to kind of kick off everything and kind of, you know, really invite everyone up, because like for a little bit more about Decentricon and the reason why we actually chose to host an event in Miami is because like we've seen the last year and how NFTs really kicked off. And for us, we also wanted to have a bigger presence. And for me and Justin, we like to be disruptors within the space. So we first started out with DeFi Summit. We're gathering all the people that are within the industry from the DeFi sector. And then after that, we went with NFTCon. Both of these. But yeah, while we get everyone back on and everything, just a little bit about DecentralCon and like what we're doing in Miami. So our event is on November 30th and December 1st. And we're doing a kickoff party right now with all of the guys from DeFi Alpha, Epic Prime, and also all of our other friends that are going to be here as well. Just to kind of, you know, let everyone introduce themselves so that you can actually meet them in person later. Like for after our party, like I'm super excited. There's so many companies that are going to be there. And there's so many things that's in the background that's in the works. And once again, like Ryan, like thank you for, you know, thank you and your team and also everyone that's going to be on this call to, you know, make this possible.
Well, you're welcome, Michael. It's been total joy working with you guys and putting all this together and so many, you know, different teams coming together to make it the production it's going to be. And, you know, it takes a lot of people to make these events happen. And the results when everyone comes together in person are so exponential. And I'm glad that I think like by us working together, things and, you know, you being on the boots on the ground there and scouting out, helping us scout these venues and getting things taken care of. I think everyone's going to really love the place. Can't wait to get all you guys in the spot rocking all night. We have an incredible lineup of entertainment and a lot of fun things planned from all of our sponsors. And looking forward to sharing it all with you guys in the coming days. And a week from now, being there in person, live and direct.
Thank you. And yeah, let me get Justin back on here and see where Gary is at as well. But yeah, super excited. And also, Cal, I didn't, you know, with your avatar, I didn't know who you were within the crowd, but I think I know who you are. We were at the same party.
It's Henry.
Henry, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's Henry.
Perfect.
Yeah, Henry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait.
Yeah, no worries, bro. Dude, yeah, you're like, yeah.
Michael, yeah, could you actually tell us a little bit more about that dome? I know that's something that I really wanted to hear a little bit more about. It sounds really cool and something that's different that I haven't really seen before. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have a 50-foot dome that's literally going to be within our parking lot. The reason that we actually went with a dome is because we wanted to kind of show a metaverse in a physical sense. But, you know, since a metaverse is very digital, we try to get to the best of our ability to try to replicate it. But it does have 360 projection and a whole lot of programming that's going to be inside of it to kind of show you like how the metaverse has, you know, really uptaken, and also with like NFTs and everything too. So like with this dome, it's literally a 50-foot dome. It's massive. We're going to be having shows in there and everything like that, especially with a lot of our guest speakers as well, especially with like Epic, with like, you know, Epic being one of the sponsors of it. you know, being a major participant at the event. So there's going to be a lot of integrations with that dome.
Can you let people know, like, the general flow, like, that, you know, maybe there's probably a lot of new listeners here. Maybe they don't know exactly the Decentral Con style of how long it runs and how many things are actually happening there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can chime in. Welcome, everybody. I'm one of the co-founders of Decentral. And, we've kind of built a crazy amount of experiential stuff through our event, beyond a typical crypto event that you've been to. And we've been to many too. So, you know, we created a stage dedicated to NFTs called NFT Con, a DeFi stage called DeFi Summit, proof of workshop, 100% all workshops all day long. You want to do NFT law, NFT DeFi, not NFT law, taxes for DeFi, taxes for farming, taxes for NFTs, legal, DeFi 101, how not to get rugged, all that stuff. We have a whole session dedicated for all the newcomers or people that want to learn things as well. We also have another stage called the Alpha Stage. These are all brand new projects, leaking alpha, well, in a way, hopefully. They're just sharing you kind of like what they're building. People are showcasing, doing some demos, brand new PFPs, whatever. It was just nonstop, kind of rapid fire, 15-minute sessions with some panels in between with some also high-level talks that you won't see kind of on some of the stages. Then we also have the 360 Metaverse Dome. This will be combined with talks, firesides, a lot of cool experiences as well, and also 360 visuals. There will also be some after events as well for some parties too. So we have, you know, it is a lot of content. It is five stages, so we're crazy like that, but we have a lot of participants. We will be recording all the stages so everybody can go back, learn, especially since we've developed all these different tracks. But we wanted to make it not just a single track thing where it's just a pure NFT only event or a pure DeFi event. For us, we've been hosting all these events all this year, and we wanted to just combine it together because we noticed the NFT JPEG collectors and DGens, they don't know shit about DeFi, but they should learn about it. They're flipping their JPEGs, getting all these gains. Yeah. But you know, you gotta stack it up, right?
What are the hours? Like, it's all day, 2 days long, right?
Yeah. Doors open at 8 and it goes up to like 5:30. You know, we can still hang out. We also have an outside near the dome. We'll have Nifty Drips bus. We also have Blondish's bus as well. Then I'm sure there's going to be more people outside just having a little dance party outside as well. But we also have 4+ NFT galleries from the Graph, Hashed, our own gallery, and Carbon Base. We have a crypto fashion corner, digital meets physical, digital fashion, 8+ booths in that area, PFP alley, which is 10+ PFP collections, some World of Women, Robotos, Gutter, and Luna Bulls, who else is there? Cyber Kongs, many others as well there. And then we also have 20 play to earn games as well. Then dispersed among in between all that, we got Luna Lane. Shout out to all the TFI Alpha chicks, Luna Bulls, all those guys. We have a whole lane for Luna. Next door is some Cosmos projects, of course, Cosmos IBC. Next to that is Secret Network as well, homies of Tor. Then it flows. We have over 20 chains represented here too, and we kind of sectioned off each group. You want to talk to some of the Polygon projects? You go talk to Polygon. Then there's other new emerging ones too, like Bobo Network, Layer 2, and many others too. So as you can see here, we did like a full combined event. There's some musical performances as well. We also bring in a little bit more people from the more casual and non-crypto world, like Jamie from the founder of Wall Street Bets, Baron Davis, NBA All-Star, Jim Jones, the rapper from Dipset, Sean Mims, This Is Why I'm Hot rapper. We got some other... We got 10+ YouTubers as well, BitBoy, Token Metrics, Crypto Banter, Rand Nooner, Altcoin Daily, Crypto Crow, Crypto Blood, what you name it. We also got some crypto Twitter guys too, like Loomdart, We got many others too. So again, like we're just celebrating kind of all things decentralized, and that's our goal.
Love it. Amazing. You guys got really everything covered. Sounds, I can't wait to see all this in person.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Could you maybe tell everyone else, you guys have planned some other events too throughout the year, maybe just so people can keep like you guys on the radar in general and your team, like maybe, I don't know if you want to let anyone know some of the other events you guys do too.
Yeah, yeah, and we're happy to continue to collaborate. We also have Epic and all the other crew also join us throughout, and hopefully TFI Alpha and the whole Luna squad as well too. You know, for us, we actually have 5+ events planned for the upcoming year. Our goal is not to just build these like blockchain 101 conferences or token 20, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We've built properties and kind of communities in different stacks. So we got DeFi Summit, purely about DeFi. We own DAO Summit that hasn't deployed, but DAO Summit will be a big one next year. So we'll do a combined DeFi DAO Summit sometime in June. We'll be doing also a GameFi Con as well too, dedicated only to play to earn games. We actually hosted the first E3 blockchain gaming stage back in 2018. Nobody gave a crap about NFTs at that time. We were too early, but we're going to run it back again this year. And then also too, we'll bring back Decentral. If you can't make it to Decentral in next week, we are going to bring Decentral back in April for spring. And we're going to front run Bitcoin Miami, and we're going to show them that we're going to have some cooler shit than Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is boomer stuff.
Love it. All that is so amazing. I love everything you guys have on deck. I'm sure everyone is stoked hearing all that stuff. The GameFi especially sounds so strong. Really looking forward to, especially after what's coming with DecentralCon Miami, what's going to be coming with in the future with what you guys do with GameFi. Amazing.
Definitely. Yeah, we're excited to do the metaverse. We're doing a lot of different collaborations, NFTs and everything too. We have a lot of cool stuff planned. So yeah, just to stick along. We're always working along, and also working alongside with some few upcoming stuff with Epic as well later.
Yeah, let's tell people as well about the official after party. So that's where TFI Alpha comes in. We're bringing our party production and partnering up with DecentralCon to do the official after party, which is night one of the convention. It's very close to where the event is. Let's see, who else do we have in here?
Do you want to give any details on that, Ola, in terms of the after party or whatever? I'm sure people are pretty interested in that.
Yeah, so we have a combination of a bunch of live music, some DJ sets. We have, and also some presentations from some of our top sponsors. We will probably have, I'd say, 5 stage presentations. Well, they will be, you know, dropping some alpha about their new projects. We will have a bunch of our sponsors are bringing in some, I guess I could, you know, basically start telling you guys what it is. We have Galactic Punks are going to be bringing in an arcade and some special photo booth situations going on. Secret Network is going to be bringing in some interactive bullet time photo booths. We are going to have we have some DJs. DJ Active is coming in, who's the touring DJ for Janet Jackson and Bad Boy in Common. We have DJ White Panda, who is also debuting an NFT project that is mashup musician stuff, like his material. We have, Kevin from Luna Loot. Would you like to come in and tell him some of the other giveaway stuff we have going on?
We also have an open bar for those of you that care about stuff like that.
The event is going 6 hours long. There is an open bar. There's a food package. There's airdrops. There's optional. Everyone can sign up to get airdrops, an NFT ticket, and $10 free UST to your wallet if you do sign up for that promotion. You will also be able to get airdrops from all of our sponsors partaking in that promotion as well.
It's a very cool animated ticket that you can use, and once you use it at the door, you do get to keep it. It doesn't get burned or anything. And it was made by some of our top artists on Terra. One of them did the poster for like the first event. And yeah, I mean, it's a nice collectible. And there may be downstream functionality. That's all I'll say. Maybe.
Strong maybe.
Strong maybe. Still a maybe.
Just some alpha, you know, just a maybe.
Half alpha.
Yeah, so like the
spot too, is a great club. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, though, with the event too, I went there personally, and it looks amazing in there. So yeah, it fits up a lot of people, and especially in order to get in. So we'll be releasing out the official after party passes for everyone on Eventbrite. But in order to get in, even if you have one of the passes from it, you have to have one of your basically your lanyard from the event, so that it separates you. You know, it separates you from the regular crowd. So it is an invite only event in where we invite everyone at Decentral. So anyone that's not part of Decentral is not going to be able to go into the official after party.
Yeah, and just on top of that, if you want to get the like the airdrops and stuff, we'll have a workflow set up where you'll see some posters around with a QR code and like a Tesla, and it's it looks really cool. It'll be a still though on a poster. Just point your camera at it and follow the workflow, and that'll get you a ticket for the after party as well.
Yeah, we're really excited as well, especially with like all the things that are happening at the conference. Even with like the Metaverse Dome as well. So like with that, we have the 360 projection mapping that's going to be around inside the dome. Like we're trying to create that as an experience to make it to where, you know, you walk in and it's just like, where am I at?
Yeah, definitely. And there are going to be a lot of really cool talks in there too. We're looking to have different artists as well too. So check out we'll share it on social as well too. So if you can't make it, we'll try to live stream FOMO you into our next event. I guess we'll have to have a 100-foot dome next time around as well. yeah, Epic's going to bring a lot of cool partners and some cool people too to showcase, and artists as well too, as we enter the metaverse, or we call it the epicverse a little bit when we're going for the 2 days that we have it.
Yeah, a little bit of a, it's good. I mean, man, what we're putting together and what you guys are, the Decentralcon team is really bleeding edge here and thinking ahead, and like not even just the content wise, but bringing an experience that is first of its kind, right? That we've ever probably seen. So I think, yeah, it's going to be really amazing. And if you're going for a 100-foot dome next time, I don't know where you go after, man. You're going to have to put this stuff on the moon. So, yeah, I think it'll just be a lot of fun, right? And to your earlier comment, too, I also want to say what you guys got planned for 2022 and beyond is also very exciting. I think you're always at the foreground of kind of the topic sessions, right? I mean, you laid out your past there, going from, you know, DeFi all the way now to NFTs, and then metaverses are all apt and timely conversations. And then now the DAOs are really picking up. So I think, you know, as disruptors and bringing new content, I mean, this is all very valuable in the space, and, you know, people that are participating like Epic Prime and others that are involved, you know, it's really, it's cool to be part of, right? And bring these conversations forward.
Yeah, definitely. Like for our events, like we really want it to be where we disrupt the norm that's there, because we've been to so many conferences and we've kind of seen the same ways that everyone has been doing it. For us, we wanted to do it to where it's something different, something that incorporates more of the ecosystem. So that's why we're also like front running Bitcoin Miami as well. The reason that we're doing that is because if you're siloed off in one ecosystem, you're leaving out the 90% of the ecosystem that is also being built as well. So for us, you know, we actually invite everyone. So like that, how Justin was saying, we have so many chains that are coming. And, you know, the purpose of that is to kind of make the whole, you know, literally anyone from any type, whether you like Terra, whether you like, you know, Secret Network, whether you like Cosmos, Polkadot, whichever way it is, you know, we bring everyone into a common ground so that we can kind of discuss and grow together. Because a lot of partnerships and creativity happens with, you know, in conferences, a lot of connections and saying, hey, look, how do I do this with you? How do I work with you on this one? So that we can bring basically those siloed ecosystems together. And especially for, you know, another area is also like for students as well. A lot of conferences don't want to have it to where students can come and attend. But for us, we believe in the next generation of builders. And if they're already, you know, wanting to learn, why not just give them an opportunity to actually learn and develop into the space?
I think that's amazing. I think that's amazing on that point. I mean, bringing that kind of next generation involved and doing things where it's not just so commercialized, right? I mean, kind of bridging these gaps, right? I mean, these are the voices that are going to be like so on top of this moving forward. So I think that's a great idea.
I could definitely reiterate. I mean, I could definitely back up what Michael has said is really caring for the students about coming. You know, when I was at the New York NFT NYC 2 weeks ago, you know, Michael and I, we hung out at the Sapien event, and I told him, you know, I'm here at UC Berkeley. I'm a graduate student. We have a lot of students that are wanting to come, but they're on the fence due to finances. And you know what Michael did? Michael put his drink down. You know, he had a few drinks, but he was so focused. He like went into like work mode. It was out of control. He like went to like boom, right? In like Matrix, just went into the zone, and he was like, all righty, Cal, we're going to set these tickets up. And delivered, and that just shows you, ladies and gentlemen, about how much these people actually care. So if you guys want to give these guys some love, and it's not it's really difficult, first of all, to throw a conference like this. So maybe you want to throw some hundreds, and you know, give Justin, Michael, all the organizers some love. Send them a follow, right? Click their PFPs, send them a follow. And if you're probably in the audience right now, you're probably on the fence. You're like, I don't know if I want to come. Maybe finances are a little tight. It's holiday season. Tell you what, just make the decision. Just come. It's going to change your life. Guarantee it.
100%. What I will say is it's you can't put a price tag on, you know, getting together with the other big brains in your community. And one thing that I really like with this conference is it's relatively agnostic chain wise. Right. I'm sick of hearing like, oh, this chain is better than that chain. This chain is, you know, we're way better. We're way fast. We process more than you. It's not really about that. You know, where people are wasting time arguing that idea. We're all trying to do kind of like one thing, right? We're all trying to, spur innovation forward on Web3 and, you know, solve the world's problems, new crazy fucking shit, you know? So hats off to you guys for making a place for all of us to kind of get together and cross-pollinate. Because that's where the magic happens, you know, when you you meet up with other teams, you're like, oh, we're kind of doing something like that too. Oh, shit. Like, now you got a super team. and you hear a lot about like what not to do, what to do, and you get a lot of inspiration from these things and passion. So super, super bullish on this.
Yeah, because if you look at like, if you want to have a future in crypto, like it's not going to be just one chain, right? A lot of companies are now starting to develop multi-chain strategies so that they're not just left on one just in case something happens. And this is a great opportunity for everyone to kind of be able to connect with them, you know, connect with the builders. That's what we're trying to have with this conference, is connecting the builders with each other so that later on, I would say, you know, even if it's a year, 5 years, depending on how it is, they would actually see a way to kind of be able to help each other, you know, because if you really want to make it to where, especially for DeFi, I mean, if you see all these ecosystems where, all right, I'm farming on Solana, I'm farming on Polkadot, I'm farming on Avalanche, whatever it is, they should be able to have a way to aggregate it. And like my theory is later on, there is going to be a major DEX that allows everyone to aggregate all this information over and provide cross-chain liquidity so that we can kind of bring this all together. And then from there, if we're not siloed off ecosystems, we are really hard to defeat. And if you look at kind of like the core days of how, you know, Bitcoin really started, it started with a community. Even though the community was going towards the same goal, it was basically like Satoshi Nakamoto left, but everyone else in the community picked up back in. And for us, as now we're growing within the space, you know, we're having, you know, trillions of dollars come into crypto. We wanted to make it to where everyone can collaborate together and be one, you know, basically one community, because we have to kind of like look at the bigger picture of what we're fighting. We're fighting corruption. We're fighting, you know, all these technological, I would say, inefficiencies that has been catered to, you know, the masses, that they didn't have that opportunity if they were able to get into crypto or be able to have, you know, financial freedom or, you know, potentially get rugged and get wrecked. But it's a lesson learned for everyone, but still providing that like educational side of it, because, you know, it's really difficult for people to kind of really enter into this space if there's no guidance or if there's no community around it.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll piggyback on that a little bit. When Michael mentions builders, people think that builders, you have to be a dev, or you have to be like a dev or like some crazy visionary type person. You don't have to be. So if you're interested in a project, just, you know, get after it, either get it done or go get with the team, hit up the top guy in the project or girl in the project and get engaged at any level. You know, it takes everybody. So if you're on the fence, you're thinking about it, just do it. Just freaking do it. You know, this is the time.
And also another thing that we also encourage people to do is ask questions, especially at conferences. It's a really great time for you to actually connect with some of the builders within the space, like whether they're on the marketing team, whether they're on the business development team, whether they're on the dev team, or even like the PR team and stuff like that. Like all of these are people that are building within the space. And it's really great to be able to connect with them instead of, you know, just, you know, we had a crazy year already. The past few years has been crazy already with, you know, kind of like everything shutting down. But, you know, we assessed the situation and said, you know what, this might be a time to open up. And, you know, now we're hosting a physical conference so that everyone can kind of get together again to be able to have these, you know, have these interactions again, being able to communicate with one another and be able to build. You know, that's the core process of it, is just to build more things because our industry is still very, very young.
Yes, I agree with you. And I'm so appreciative of you guys opening up in this big way. You know, the whole restriction on live events, live gatherings, any music event at all, music festivals, I mean, everything going to zero. We've never seen anything like that in history, let alone for that extended amount of time. And it just decreases the vibration to an unbelievably low level. Yes, it was great to, you know, hunker down, go open source, everyone connect and work remotely. And it's great to build remote, you know, that whole structure. However, that human interaction is the most essential thing to, you know, for our vibration. We all need it. And I really appreciate that you guys have opened up on such a big level that, you know, the whole scene is beginning to come back. And it's also, it's something that's really difficult right now. The rules are very, very strict. So many people are not able to attend. We had a lot of projects want to get involved who simply cannot come because they literally cannot leave their country because of the rules that are in place right now. I mean, we are looking at restrictions that are just unreal for basic human gathering events, business conferences. I mean, so these challenges are, well, hopefully, you know, they'll get less. But for right now, we're going to deal with these challenges in even bigger ways. The more this stuff, the crazier this gets. So really appreciate you guys stepping up to it. That's, of course, our biggest goal with TFI Alpha is bringing people together in person the essential nature of that. So
yeah, and
thank goodness.
And unfortunately, we just didn't have the time to set up the metaverse version of this event right now. But I do think that we're still talking to Decentraland. They might just like rebroadcast us as well. But in the future too, that's what kind of like we're working with Epic as well too,
yeah,
to help us host the metaverse. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. Right.
Yeah, I think these perspectives are actually pretty interesting too. Like we've touched on a couple of things, right? I mean, just the social connection and like the value of having in-person events and the value of having conferences like this, because I mean, it hits both consumer level, right? Like B2C, like it reaches, the content reaches people and educates them, gives them the first introduction in a lot of cases to this space or to certain, you know, technologies, which is wonderful. But on the, you know, on the industry participant side, it brings people together, right? For those collaborations that some of you spoke with earlier. I mean, in this space, it moves so fast and everyone, I would guess, is just always busy, heads down, doing what they're doing because they're building, right? They're doing stuff. And these moments are kind of like small little points in time where you can kind of stick your head up and, you know, get those interactions in play, look forward, do these collaborations. So it's kind of like a nice disruption every once in a while to like kind of wake people up from what they're doing on a day-to-day basis as well. So yeah, these are super valuable that hit both consumers and people involved in the industry on a business level. And I do think, you know, a thread here from listening to some of you speak as well as this human interaction or like this connection, and whether we're going to be doing that in metaverse spaces, in digital, I think the real big point behind all that is how we connect the web to web 3, how we actually make this bridge between the digital and real world and have these events and our experiences and content be both as well. So that's going to be super, super exciting in the coming years.
Totally agree. Yes.
Yeah, and for us too, it's like, since, you know, if people aren't able to make it, we're still going to be broadcasting everything and recording everything. So like all of the stages, it will be recorded so that if, you know, people still want to see what the Metaverse Dome looks like, people want to see, you know, kind of like how the event looks like and everything, like they won't miss out. They'll still be able to kind of hear all the talks as well, as because like we really want to focus on making sure that everyone is able to, you know, go on stage and be able to present. Because of the fact that, you know, there's so many things that are building in different verticals within the industry that it's really hard to kind of pinpoint down unless you're at these conferences or at these areas. So that, you know, like for NFTs alone, if you're looking at kind of like music, fashion, there's, you know, so many different possibilities for it. Even like NFT DeFi options, like options contracts and things like that too. Like there's so many different possibilities. And now we're looking at different sectors in terms of like, all right, for performances, for tickets. It kind of changes out every type of industry that you can think of. And even for the metaverse, you know, we're going to get into a digital future to where you can now have, I would say, metaverse economies to where players can actually earn money by being in the metaverse, similar to like, you know, play to earn, you know, the play to earn movement with games. So there's so many possibilities out there. And especially, you know, even for like DeFi alone too, is that there's now going to be these different use cases. Everyone's talking about DeFi 2.0, DeFi 3.0. I know there's a few listeners in here that are, you know, building on that fact to kind of make it to where more tools are available for everyone as well.
Michael, I think you should coin it right now and own it, man. Just play the meta. That's your new thing.
Ah, yeah, because I see like later on, like think of it, if you're in the metaverse and you're providing a service, right? You're now having it to where even if you're creating like a merchant shop to kind of sell your NFTs as like a similar to like Decentraland, but you have, you know, customer support there. A customer support person can actually be paid as like, you know, pay a wage. And at the same time, your items can actually be sold in store. So you can actually have people that are operating around it, you know, shifting the gallery how the way it is, similar to like a grocery store, but they're able to buy different types of items or even provide a service, as in, let's say some of the metaverses will have, you know, the grass is going to grow. And then in order to maintain your property, you have to make sure that, you know, you have someone there or provide a service or something. But yeah, I think that the metaverse is still super early and there's so many possibilities for it that we haven't even fathomed, that it's just going to grow tenfold within the next year to 2 years.
And also on coverage of the event on TFI Alpha and also with Terabytes podcast, we will be doing some live streaming from the convention. We have a booth there. And the sponsors, a lot of our sponsors from the after party will come and do interviews and live stream and take questions during the day there. And we will also be doing a recap walk around video of the convention and also of the party itself. So you, even though we're not live streaming this party, we are going to do a video recap and you will get to see the presentations afterwards.
That'll be one thing you cannot replicate in digital, which is the free-flowing bar at the after party events, right? I mean, there's no intoxication button on people's avatars yet, but it probably still wouldn't feel the same either which way.
Yeah, you turn on the intoxication filter, and then whenever you try to move, it goes the other way.
Maybe we can make some derivatives.
You guys better be careful. It is night one of the convention. You better be ready for day two of the convention.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is Xerox Wing here. I'm with the ThorGuards team, and we're speaking on Tuesday at Decentral. Shout out to Justin. Our claim to fame is Justin's profile pic right now. So thank you for wearing that, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, you know, these conferences, or if anybody's on the fence, crypto conferences before in the past, over the past few years, and then now, like more recently, NFT conferences have, like, you can't match the energy, the connections, and they can be life changing. Like, I connected with a team in 2018 at an Ethereum developer conference, became friends with them, and they went on to start ThorChain, which kind of sparked my career and gave me the foundation to do all the work that we're doing now with ThorChain, Runebase, a media site that I run, and then now launched ThorGuards, and so. Like it can be insanely fun. Anybody here will attest. But it can also be meaningful and life changing. You know, the relationships and connections that are made. So I'm super excited, and thank you guys for putting me on.
I love testimonies like that. If anyone else has a testimony like that, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really crazy, right? Because I've been in this space since January 2016. And in the beginning, it was just a bunch of us going to meetups. Like, we were just like recent college graduates or, you know, fresh out of college or in college, just going to meetups in San Francisco. We really had no idea what we were doing. But then we started, there's conferences started happening and we started going to those. And you know what ended up happening was some of my best friends of today are now, I met them at conferences years ago. And some of my most accomplished friends in the industry are from conferences. You know, one of my best friends, Daniel Huang, he was vice president of Terra Luna. And now he's head of Steakfish. And he's the one who got me deep into hash masks in the January of this year. And it's all because of those relationships, and those relationships were all from conferences. And because, you know, we all have common interests, right? We all have this common interest of Web3, of DeFi. And and I guarantee it, when we all come together, same thing's going to happen.
Well, it's global too, right? So another, you know, fun piece of that, building those bonds, is you have friends all over the world. Not only just like sharing a topic interest together, but, you know, you can go visit, you can travel, and you can, you know, have friends all over the world. So that's also an added plus.
Also, connecting in person with people that you know, a lot of the work that we do in Web3, crypto, NFTs is all just, so much of it is digital, Twitter, Discord, you know, Telegrams, et cetera. And, you know, at these conferences, you get a chance to get dinner, get lunch, party with people that you know, spend most of the year just across the screen from. And it's just really galvanizing for these relationships. I'm curious if any of you guys know, I've never been to Art Basel, but the fact that this conference kind of backs up to this, like, you know, world-class art, I don't even know what to call it, like festival or whatever, but I don't know what to expect there. But the more I learn about it, but like the more excited I get. It seems like it's just going to be amazing and super fun. Does anybody here know, like, can speak to like what the Art Basel experience is going to be like in Miami, like on, you know, in the perimeter of Decentral?
Great question. I'd love to hear any responses to that myself.
I do.
To me, it's basically...
So here's one reason why we actually hosted Decentral as well. Here's another kind of like fun fact. So we actually reached out to a lot of teams that are kind of like within Art Basel trying to like create experiences around it. And we're like, hey, we just wanted to collab and see where's your NFT section? And they're like, you guys are still, you know, in the early stages. We don't know about this. So we said, you know what? That's not the correct answer. The correct answer should be you guys should have something. And if you guys don't, we'll actually just do it. So that's one of the other catalysts that we decided to do it as well, is because you kind of see the meteoric rise of NFTs and the different use cases that I can actually provide, especially for the art side too. You know, you're looking at a lot of these gatekeepers that have been, you know, siphoning money from artists this whole time, and being able to provide them a platform or provide them a new use of technology in order for them to actually make what they're, you know, make money from their community and actually, you know, afford a living. Like I've talked to a lot of musicians that are now releasing out their songs in NFTs. And for them before, they were living kind of like paycheck to paycheck. But now, like with the NFT community, they're able to literally just say, I don't need a job. I can just dive into this community completely, because the community is going to be there to rally behind you. And that's kind of like the thing about artists, is that, you know, they have been siloed off for so long and stuck in, you know, certain ways of, you know, signing these contracts, signing kind of like the music rights away and everything. But now there's ways to kind of make it to where you mitigate that. And with Art Basel as well, like, we still want to also be friendly. We're not saying that NFTs are going to take over all of, you know, Art Basel. There's always going to be physical forms of art that doesn't tie to NFTs. But we'll be having multiple events that are going to be wrapping around during Art Basel that we're also going to be, you know, pushing on towards. So if you guys are coming for Decentral, you know, definitely stay for Art Basel as well to kind of see everything that's going to be happening there. Because it is going to be an experience to where, you know, it's something that a lot of people take for granted in terms of like the art side. You know, you go to an art festival, you kind of see all the different types of variations of it, and also all the different types of, you know, I would say each piece would technically equal to kind of like labor. You know, everyone put their heart and soul into their art pieces. So, you know, just come and just enjoy it.
And it's also, I don't know if you guys ever been to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, but at Jazz Fest, there's like the festival proper, right? You have all the festival grounds and it's during the day. But then basically all of New Orleans is Jazz Fest for the whole week, for 2 weeks, really. So I know that's like the scene for Miami for art. So what I think is going to be amazing is, you know, this whole branched out scene that's going to exist of all the crypto parties, all the Art Basel parties. You're going to have all these artists who from, you know, I believe, you know, over 35 countries represented there for the festival, plus all the fans and stuff coming. So you have that. And there, a lot of them are going to be being introduced to NFTs for the first time and DeFi for the first time. And, you know, DecentralCon is right there as right next to it. So you have Art Basel, number one conference, and then DecentralCon right next to it. So it's definitely going to draw the attention of a lot of this art crowd. And there's so much misinformation in the art crowd right now about NFTs. We all know this, NFTs and DeFi and crypto. So I think like this opportunity as a major catalyst moment, like right now in history, for this to be happening with these two major conferences to come together at the same time, it's going to be you know, a major catalyst going forward for worldwide art. There's not another festival that brings this type of DeFi and NFT projects together. There's not another festival that brings this many worldwide artists together, and now they're both at the same spot at the same time. So
another new thing that I heard was like circulating around Twitter a little bit, but it was for like new NFT artists. It was basically like artist managers that are already kind of like starting to try to basically do it the same way. I'll take a cut, I'll mint it for you. And then, you know, from there you profit off portions of it. And I was like, that kind of defeats the purpose of it. But, you know, like the purpose of us to kind of also have Decentral close to Art Basel as well is to also educate them and kind of give them a fighting chance, right? Like there's like the DeFi space is already scary enough with all these rugs, all these hacks. You know, now the NFT space is also getting to that area too. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everyone in this space grows together and also like has ways to find out to say, hey, look, can you help me? I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this. What should I do? Instead of kind of getting rugged and getting scammed. And, you know, that's the worst thing. That's like the last thing that we want everyone to have is like, you know, have a really bad experience and then just never try it again. So like for us, we want to bring the builders within the space because they're the ones that are building the platforms to kind of get these users to actually have it to where it's fair.
I love what you said about that, about, you know, protecting the artists, because a lot of them are not technical, and, you know, artists are, I work with artists and artists think in a certain way and they may not think of this technical way. So it's our really our responsibility as a community to look after them and really to really call out the bad actors, right? So, well, I think what's really exciting, Michael and Justin and everyone in the crowd, is I also saw like there's like two other conferences that are happening. I think they came definitely later on after they saw DecentralCon coming up. And what I think is going to be interesting is there's going to be so many of us NFT and Web3 enthusiasts going to just the traditional Art Basel galleries and events. And when we meet strangers, we're going to ask, oh, do you know about NFTs? And if they don't, we know what we're going to do. We're probably going to be evangelizing them. So I think what's going to be happening is probably in 2022, because of this event, I think it's going to spark a whole nother new wave of artists. And I think that's going to be really, really exciting.
And hey, Michael, can we get Chauncey in as a speaker?
Let's tap him up. Yeah, while that's happening too, yeah, I'll give you kind of just like what we shared too. Like I've not been to Art Basel, but you know, that's kind of like why we hosted this event. We wanted to, if it actually, I bet you like 80% of the people that are coming from our event has never been to Art Basel as well too. So we're bringing 3,000 to 4,000 people from the industry to Miami. Miami is clearly popping off for crypto, but also to, you know, Puerto Rico, everybody's coming flying there too. So the timing was just like perfect for us to really guest this out. Michael and I, like when we planned this event, we just said, hey, like this was probably like 7 months out. We're like, well, NFTs are going to be big this year. If we're going to do like a combined event for DeFi and NFTs, we're going to do it in Miami. And the timing ended up being perfect at that time, even though NFTs kind of hit a bear market at that moment as well. In terms of like what's going to happen, I think it's going to be a shit show. I think that, you know, seeing the response with like all the other concerts, you know, not Astro World, but that shows like the pent up like demand of people wanting to go party. And if everybody's going, everything's like everybody's going to be targeting and going to Miami. So just knowing the Miami from coming here for many times in the past few years, the infrastructure is going to be tested because getting into South Beach is like a bridge. And I don't think the infrastructure will be able to handle that. So anybody that's new there, I would say that if you are going to be in a certain area or zone, you just might be stuck there for the day. But our event runs right before Art Basel. So you come to our event, ours is outside of the city, maybe like 15 to 20 minutes right off the airport. So you can come to our event and then roll into the city and still enjoy like the whole week and weekend of Art Basel as well, which there's a ton of stuff going on. Do some business, some DJing stuff with us, and then hop over to Art Basel, Art Basel Viewing, and Art Miami, and all that good stuff too. So, and also too, again, you know, I think that again, our first goal for this year is to at least bring the crypto community to Miami, see what's going down in Miami, but also see what's going on in the art world. Maybe we could have done better to reach out to the art world and artists in the more traditional art, trad art, you could call that, and all the other, you know, trad art and all these those old school fiat whales are rolling in private jets and all that stuff, you know. But we didn't really do as much marketing there. I'd say looking at our attendees, we're still heavy crypto heavy, which is still okay. I think that what we'll do in the future, though, as we continue moving forward, is we'll build more other ways to educate and bring more artists and gain more people into that fold too, which we do, and that's why we have those workshops, like those 101 workshops on how to start your first mint, how to set up your wallet, etc. So we're kind of really mixing it up and want to educate, but you know, in terms of growth, we'll do that. The first phase for us is just to rally the community together, make more sparks happen, and then we'll continue branching outwards as well to bridge the gap between them.
We also have the lead author of the ERC 721 standard also speaking at our event. So this is kind of like the pinnacle of NFTs. So if you guys have questions, you guys should definitely reach out to his workshop and stay in there and listen. We also have Joe Lubin from Consensus, which is one of the co-founders of Ethereum as well. So kind of like the sparks of the industry is where this is at. Like for all of our speakers, like we hand select them to make sure that, you know, we want to provide value. And each one of them has been builders within the space for so long. And for us, it's all about that area to where you can actually listen to them and actually learn from them. And once again, if you're not able to make it, that's totally fine. It's recorded. But, you know, having
recorded all these speakers... Yeah, we'll probably live stream a stage too. We're getting that set up, so keep posted. Just follow our Decentral Twitter account as well. We definitely want to broadcast that out. Yeah, and also too, you know, it's whatever we see in the NFT space. NFT NYC kind of revealed a little bit of it as well, where we've seen the NFT space pop off, but there's a lot of people that are not qualified to talk about NFTs because that they've never even touched crypto. And, you know, like they're a lot of them, they're like the marketers that followed Gary Vee, and I'm a marketer. So I've been following Gary Vee all along too. So, you know, we're really trying to like weed out and have all the builders in the space. And it's funny because before crypto conferences, I hosted marketing and growth hacking conferences, influencer marketing conferences as well too. And I'm seeing all these people jump ship and becoming a quote unquote NFT expert. And when it comes to actually speaking all that stuff, we saw it with some of the other events too. It's just the quality wasn't there because of that. They're just getting it for the clout, you know, and then they might have done these like big drops and stuff, but like, you know, they never really got too deep into it. So we did a lot with curation, we did it out, but we still mix it up though with our lineup too. You know, we're bringing in a lot of different perspectives around that too. You know, that's just part of the game, but we'll continue with the curation side, to kind of filter out all the noise, cause it's so easy. You know, you see all these guys just, getting involved with these influencer campaigns and now they're so self-proclaimed NFT expert. It's just not, you know, we're constantly building in the space. So we want to get people that actually are doing real build stuff. Yeah, we'll take a look. We hope to also expand out to Asia as well too. That's kind of like in the Q3 roadmap. Depending if Art Basel Hong Kong opens back up too, we're deeply tied into Asia, and that's going to be again like our big plays, working alongside with other players too, where we can actually bring a lot of the DeFi and NFT players from the West over to Asia, and vice versa as well. So we'll start bridging different markets. We did this back in 2018 before when we hosted our other conferences as well too, but You best believe like we'll probably be going to Singapore, maybe even Thailand as well too, and give everybody an excuse to do some stuff there too.
Dude, I love the sound of that.
T-Fi Alpha, right? T-Fi Alpha in Thailand, yes. Why not?
The crypto communities
we're going all the way there. That's right.
Yeah, crypto communities in Asia are incredible, super fun to be a part of. I was living in Vietnam for 6 years before moving back to the US, like during COVID, and like I was running around like the conferences in Singapore, Taiwan, Bangkok. Met my co-founder at a conference in Bangkok. Met the Thorchain team, as I mentioned earlier, at a conference in Bangkok as well. And like, it's another thing over there, man. Like super passionate and engaged. Like a lot of our like live streams when we hop on Twitter Spaces and stuff and bring people on stage, it's all like Malaysia, Singapore and stuff. So that'd be awesome to see you guys out there.
I think that's probably one of the best plays. You look at Philippines, right? A lot of people overlook the Philippines, and Philippines, 20% of MetaMask users, the data's there. 20% of MetaMask users are from the Philippines.
Probably just playing accent. And
all day long, right? That's all, but it's great, right? Yeah. Thanks to them, play to earn.
There you go. And I still want to play Axie. I still can't afford to play Axie.
One of these days, Trevor, you'll get there. You work hard and assert yourself.
What about play to meta now? Come on now. Play to meta.
I was saying earlier, there's this whole weird misinformation about NFTs bad for the environment. People go crazy over it. They're super triggered by like this whole bizarre narrative. And I wanted to bring Chauncey up to speak about some things going on with Angel being at the convention stuff, but also maybe some of the new projects that are going on. That I think when people see kind of stuff that Angel's doing and what artists are doing on a real world case, I think some of these bizarro narratives get dispelled really quick. So Chauncey, take the stage, brother. Come down.
Hey man, thanks for having me. Thank you everyone. Super excited for Decentral. Big shout out to Justin for and Michael for extending Angel the opportunity to have a booth at the event and a panel discussion. Hosting us altruistically as a charity endowment platform. So I just want to give them a shout out for that generosity. Appreciate you looking out for us there. And just can't wait both for Decentral and the official after party, obviously, where we're going to have a lot of alpha news dropping there as well, as always. But yeah, Angel's got a lot of exciting stuff coming. There's going to be more details coming soon, but we do have a climate change fundraising campaign that's going to be launching. We'll have a functional front end accepting Bitcoin and Ethereum that will be ready during Decentral. So we'll be promoting that whole fundraising campaign. Got a lot of strong partners behind us and hoping to raise $50 million by the end of the year. To help combat the whole narrative around climate change and cryptocurrency. And honestly, a lot of the strength of our donations so far have come from NFT projects. So we have an Angel Alliance of different protocols, validators, NFT projects, and even businesses outside crypto at this point that are donating into this Angel Alliance Fund, which distributes donations across charities on the Angel Protocol platform. And with the NFT auctions and with donations of both mint sales as well as royalty fees, we've been able to raise over $500,000 for charity already before our public launch. So it's just huge, huge thing from the community. Terra and also others. So Thorguards were speaking before. They did a charity auction with proceeds going to Angel recently of one of their fat Thorguards, which was just a huge move, both in terms of the money raised as well as the symbolic move of beginning this cross-chain philanthropy. And a big shout out to Hero too, who have been bridging that gap between Ethereum and Solana. So yeah, I mean, there's so much exciting stuff going on in the space. I'm really excited to have a proper venue for people to understand it, both the practical elements of what you can do with it, and really the transformative power of good that it can do. I mean, NFTs have already changed a lot of people's lives through Angel. We have over 40 charities onboarded. We've been donating $1,000 to each charity every week. And that's all thanks to these NFT sales. Just so I don't miss any shout outs here, Lunables, they've cut Angel in on half of their royalty fees, and it's over $100,000 wow. they've raised, which is, it's just amazing. Galactic Punks have been huge contributors. I think they're probably over $100,000 at this point as well.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is incredible. So just thank you, everyone. Thank you to the community. Thank you for Justin and Michael for having us at the event. And just really excited for where we go from here. It's been 6 months since our first hackathon, and I really just can't wait to see what the next 6 months will bring.
And I would like to add, I love hearing Chauncey speak, man. Hear. I would also like to add, there is a, related to the after party, there is an NFT charity auction with proceeds going to Angel. There will be, I believe, 10 to 12 projects or so represented. A lot of the ones that we've been speaking tonight and some that haven't been mentioned yet, but they will be all releasing in the next couple of days. You'll be able to see those online leading up to the event. There will be display at the Angel booth and at the NFT gallery, and also at the after party, where you also be able to see the charity auctions for this event. There'll be some custom one-on-ones in that auction as well. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Awesome. And I'd like to quote Chauncey on this, since he didn't say his catchphrase, I guess. It's so exciting working on all these projects. Things that all change the world, things like Angel and many other projects. It's like a high every day. And I think, Chauncey, you're the one who said that every day is like a new all-time high. I've stolen that as many times as possible. So I'm sure many of you feel the same way.
Every day there's, the crypto space moves so fast, but we always have to remember that there are, I would say, barriers of entry into crypto, but at the same time, as us as builders, we're here to solve that. And that's what we're trying to do with Decentral, like how Justin was saying, Hong Kong and potentially Singapore and Asia as well. It's like we're trying to bridge it to where the community is not just one physical location. It's going to be around the world. And if we front run our Basel every single time, they're going to have to finally respond and say, hey, look, you guys been doing a little bit too much. Let's integrate you guys in.
Well, I don't, we'll see. Yeah. It's just like, even with the Art Basel too, it's just like, it's, the Miami infrastructure is going to be hard. Because like the more closer you get to Art Basel, the more traffic and the more expensive it is for overall everything. Like I saw even the South Beach, like some places like the W Hotel was like $9,000 a night. So it's like, why are we going to be hosting, an event right in the heart of it, and everybody's going to get rugged? Like how are we going to host an event like that? Like it's not feasible. So that's why, that some people in local Miami were kind of laughing that we're hosting it offsite, but they forgot that everybody, all the DJs are flying out of town. We're coming in from the airport. So like, we're not starting in the downtown. So I don't really care if you're in Miami, you're complaining to come to our east side, like we're purposely making it easier for everybody to start, and then you can work your way into the jungle of Art Basel, because I think we're going to all experience it. Now you have all the people that want to party, you got all the collectors, and then now you have all these like D-gen apes throwing parties all over the place. So it's like, it's going to be, I think, even more crowded than NFT NYC. So it's going to be fun though.
On Apollo, so I can't pull out for $9,000 per night, but that's the thing. Is like we want to disrupt the space, but at the same time, make sure that you guys aren't paying an arm and a leg for Art Basel prices.
You'll be able to pull out Apollo tomorrow. <That's good.
laughs> Apollo, let's go.
is Art Basel is most of like the core Art Basel experience on like South Beach, or what part of town is that?
No, there's at least six plus other festivals. There's Context, Miami. There's every zone turns into a gallery now, or sub gallery. And so they'll do a prop up tents. It's like anywhere from downtown all the way up to Wynwood. Wynwood's probably popping now too, and then all the way to South Beach. South Beach obviously is going to be where the core of it is going to be at. So I think a lot of our events, even on after day two, Beyond will be a little bit more in Woodwood area. It's a little bit more space around there too. So we'll see though. We'll continue to highlight. We'll actually share, I think somebody from the Tix side created a spreadsheet of events. We'll need to make sure that we share that in the Telegram group as well too, for Decentral.
Awesome. Guys, I'm going to hop off, but looking forward to hanging with you guys next week. Thanks for putting us on.
Yeah, likewise.
Thanks for everything you're doing. All right. Take care, y'all.
Yeah. Thanks, man. And Tix can't take credit for that spreadsheet. I don't know who made it, but it's definitely floating around.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. I forgot who made it. Yeah. Well, I got it from the Tix guy. So.
I think maybe Cash did it. He's been running around.
Oh, Cash. Havoc. Oh, yeah, shit. Cool.
He's a havoc maker, that guy.
You know, another thing for us too is especially we actually worked really, really hard to kind of get hotel blocks so that a lot of people were able to, you know, get discounted prices for hotels before everything went up in price. I think now there's how Justin was saying, $9,000 for a hotel and everything. Like a lot of our guests got the hotel rooms for $130 or so. So we were working really, really hard, especially around our entire area, just to make sure that everyone has a place to stay during the conference and kind of being able to enjoy the rest of the week without having to pay, eye gouging prices. I don't want to pay 2 days of my DeFi yields to just kind of just be able to, enjoy a conference. But yeah, we worked really, really hard. And, for the ones that were early adopters that, believed in us in the beginning and bought tickets, they were able to schedule, the hotel flights pretty, the hotel rooms pretty early and stuff to get those discounted prices. So yeah, it's Art Basel is going to be another beast, but at the same time, it's for us. We want to make sure that our presence is known. We're not a small community. We're here to really disrupt, and we're here to also be in peace. Right? You're not going to go up to everyone and say, "Hey, you're providing art. Is this an NFT?" But just to kind of be an open space, but to also provide value to them. I think Henry. You said something about the students when I was in New York that was pretty interesting. You want to kind of say a little bit more about their lodging and everything?
Oh, regarding, I think I said a lot of things. I think I was we were both having drinks that night, so I don't remember everything too clearly.
Oh, okay. I remember you were saying that, you were helping students really get into that room booking so that they can.
Oh yeah. So yeah, it's, we call it sardines in a can, right? It's not even about, there's no such, they're all gender neutral. It's just they're co-ed rooms. We're literally just sticking, 6 to 8 people, three people on a bed, we're just making it work. I mean, these students they had it come to get together. They had to really scrape the money together just to come to the conference, had to lend some money to some students as well. But they're just fired up because they know, here's the thing, we have, I'm the co-founder of a club on campus called DeFi at Berkeley. And we provide DeFi education to our students. We also hold something called a Decal class, which is a class that's taught by students, and we try to evangelize a lot of these students about DeFi and blockchain. But here's the thing: the problem is when they talk to their parents about it, and a lot of their parents are they're boomers, and they tell them, "Oh, this, just keep focusing on school. That's a scam. That's not going to get you anywhere." And they go through the emotional roller coaster, right? They just some days when they come to class, they're really excited. Some days when they're not excited at all. And I said, you know what? What we need to do is we need to get you guys to this conference because it's really going to change your life, how it changed my life. Because I think it's one thing that it's one thing to learn about it theoretically and touch it, but it's another thing when they get to see other people that are quote unquote, I don't want to say quote unquote crazy like us, right? So rather than just myself. So I'm really excited for all this. And I think it's going to be really interesting. I think as a data science grad student, I'm really curious, Michael and Justin, on how many people are going to be, the influx of people that are going to be flying into Miami. I'm really interested in seeing that data.
Yeah, Kel, you're a data guy. If you can figure it out, I'd be interested. If you could measure, somehow quantify the amount of degeneracy that there will be in Miami during this week. I'd be interested in that. I think the community would be too.
I think it'd be massive
because we're all here.
Yeah. I think NFT NYC, they said, at least for the conference itself, they hit 5,500 this year. For us, this is our first year, so we're going to hit maybe close to 4.
I don't think they hit 5,500. But
it's hard to say because there's like 5 venues and 6. But, you know, in terms of like bringing everybody to New York, though, you know, it's huge. But I think that Art Basel collectively will be even bigger. I think that a lot of people are already based there, but also, too, there's a lot of stuff going on. And we also learned just a lot of, it's also to the timing of it. You know, it's Thanksgiving is this week. So I think next year will be even definitely way bigger because there's probably like a really good chunk of people that couldn't make it. But the fact that we're still able to turn out these numbers for what we do have, even with travel restrictions as well, too. But it's crazy. We got people flying in from Hong Kong. They're coming to our event and they have to go back. They have to quarantine for 3 weeks, man. So we're going to make sure we got to give them a good time. We got people from Australia too, as well. Loop, shout out to Loop, Tom Norwood from Loop Finance. Like he's coming out from there. Same with some of the, I think Immutable and other guys as well too. So Australia finally opened up for travel outside, at least outbound. Hong Kong and many others as well in Europe. So we're still trying to get more people in though. Some people are still locked down. So I think we're excited though that we're able to launch it this year, launch it with a lot of amazing great partners here too. And we'll continue more too. We'll run it back again in April if you can't make it out to this one.
Yeah, so one of the speakers that he was talking about was Scotty Sue. So he literally contacted us. He was like, hey, I should kind of make sure that I can be here. And afterwards, he was like, I got to quarantine back for 3 weeks afterwards to get back to Hong Kong. And, you know, that kind of shows the dedication of, like, the community.
So right? Dedication. But yeah, the guy that we invited, we didn't invite him, but the guy that didn't want to show up was Justin's son, didn't want to quarantine 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we don't need him. No. He could stay there. It's all good.
Yeah, everyone else was like, yo, I'm down. And, 3 weeks of quarantine is a long time. But you also got to think about it like that. That's 3 weeks for him to build. So there's pros and cons.
Well, you got family, too. So I'm not going to knock people without that, too.
Yeah.
All good. Cool. I don't know if you want to tap more people on. I know it's been like an hour or two. Or anybody has any questions as well or just wants to chat some DGen NFT stuff as well. I'm excited this week as well, the 27th, for Artifact Clone X drop. Me and Michael have been DGenning, buying some shoes. So we're happy for that. There's a lot of other cool stuff going on in NFT season. Seems to be popping off. Some of the floors going up too. So we're excited. We're seeing a lot of cool stuff popping back up for NFTs while the market's going a little down and sideways. But that's how it is.
All right, I'm going to.
You guys want to maybe do a few minutes of questions or something?
Yeah, let's bring up some questions or anybody wants to chat about it.
First one's Devin.
Oh, yo, hey, yeah, I'm sorry. Michael, I sent you a quick message. I got into a really bad car accident and I've been in the hospital, but I'm still going to be able to make the event. I just, like, I got That's a really good. Bad concussion. I got hit by a truck.
Oh, man, Lord of mercy.
Oh, man, hope you're okay. I'll check my DMs right now and everything. Let me invite a few more people up and everything.
Yeah, and if this guy can make it, you guys can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
Is what we're saying here. No excuses.
All right, so Nuo Satras, coming up. But yeah, if you guys have any questions for us, especially, you know, what we're doing for the event, what is in the Metaverse Dome, you know, the after party, like, please raise your hand and come up here. Like, I'll get you guys on. So I want to introduce on, Nuo Satras?
But it takes a little while to hop on, so it's all good.
All right. Well, I'm add some more on here.
You know what sounds good about going to Miami? I'm really curious on seeing some like ethnic foods out there in Miami, like some street foods. Really, really exploring that. I think that's going to be one of my highlights outside of the conference. I don't know if anyone else there is a foodie. I'm a foodie, so if anyone out there wants to go explore some food with me, hey, I'm going to be probably renting a car, so feel free to tag with us students and go.
Speaking of cars, you guys definitely have to go to day one so you can kind of learn some alpha. No leaks right now, by the way, but definitely day one is the day that you want to really be there for November 30th for some car alpha.
Car alpha. Car alpha.
As far as I can leak a little food alpha, we will have some Venezuelan food flavor at the after party.
I'll take it.
All right, so Neko?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you? What's up, Justin? How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going, Neko?
I'm doing good. Man, just I'm excited for Decentral. I'm kind of glad you guys have this space up. You know, we do have a booth, two booths, actually. What to expect, man? It's our first convention. You know, we want to go there. We definitely want to network and stuff like that, get to meet people. Get them to know what our project is, how it's going to help, you know, the space and everything like that. You know, what to expect? What can you guys, you know, let somebody know that's, you know, not just attending, but has a booth at the space, you know, at the conference. What kind of things can you guys let me know?
This is from Kusama. It's called Expect Chaos. Right after you get off a stage, you're going to get bombarded at your booth, by the way, because we recommend everyone, you know, whenever a talk is finished, to go to that person's booth to ask questions so that you have an audience that's there for you, that's catered to you. And, you know, like with everything, with like the booth experience as well, it's like, you know, like a lot of these people, whenever we go to like all these conferences, you kind of see like the basic booth setup, but everyone has a, you know, like, it's more personable, right? You're able to connect with your audience. You're able to connect with everyone that's interested, and you're able to, you know, be very personable with it. I remember when I was going to some of these conferences and just going up to the booth to have a one-on-one conversation with some of them, just seeing, you know, just being able to just to talk to them and see how, you know, how far they progress later on. I remember back in like 2019, there was one that was like with Fanatic Network, and this is before they went to Polygon. So I was actually working with him at the time, but just being able to connect with him, you know, on a personal basis, just made me really bullish. And from there, I just continued on working with them, and look how they are now.
Definitely. No, I thought about that. We originally had a 10x10 booth, and I got in contact with Justin. I was like, Justin, I need another booth. You know, we're not putting up two chairs and a table. We're kind of lounge style with furniture that has chargers, and we have a 20x10 graffiti wall that people can draw, tag up on, do whatever they want to do on the wall. You know, figure we can get some artists in there to throw some pieces up or something. But we're not, you know, we don't have NFTs. We're more the DeFi portion of it. You know, we're just going to be, we are a NFT pawn shop, just to, you know, people can just come and get liquidity. So I'm just, you know, I'm excited to be there.
Oh, that's great, dude. That's really great. I think that's one of the biggest opportunities out there right now. I'm great to hear you're doing.
Yeah, that. So that's and you know, we have different phases. Our pawn shop is actually, I believe if I didn't go to Decentral, our pawn shop would have been out December 7th, but now that I'm going to be in Decentral, it's probably going to be more like the second week, but it's definitely before Christmas. We've launched our first phase already, which is it's an advertising platform for NFTs, because it's pretty hard out there for these projects to advertise. And then we also have like a Upvote King of the Hill system on our website, where we're letting these projects submit their projects, or these NFT projects submit their projects for free. We don't want any revenue off of that, just to get them a little bit of exposure out there, get their communities to vote for them, and get it out there to people. I mean, we have a lot planned. We have so many utilities planned, but I think our main thing is going to be this pawn shop, just so people are so overextended with NFTs, but they don't want to sell them. But at the same time, they need liquidity. We just want to give them somewhere to go to get that liquidity.
No one wants to sell their NFTs, you know, like, well, depending on the person, but you know, like with these, like I don't know if you you communicate with me directly, but you know, for us, like this is the thing that's needed within the space, right? Like we need to open up for more different types of opportunities for people. You know, DeFi is not just one little barrier where it's just, you know, borrowing and then, you know, supplying. There's so many different possibilities for it. And, you know, like what you guys are doing is, you know, pawning different types of NFTs to where they, you know, don't actually have to sell it, but at the same time, you know, still provide liquidity so that they can at least get something out of it in the meantime. Definitely. And then, definitely, you know, just pay back if they need to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a huge industry, by the way. That's a huge industry for, especially like if you guys look at like Pawn Stars and kind of like all those TV shows.
Oh, definitely.
Like, these different areas are like, you know, this liquidity is not, you know, it's not publicly facing. It's very private.
Yeah.
And this is one of the DeFi products that a lot of people overlook.
No, definitely. And, you know, it's, and a lot of people think it's just the JPEG or the digital art. I mean, we are setting this up for everything, whether it's in the metaverse, Ethereum, Solana. We're going cross chain with it. Like, we're
oh, good. That's what I wanted to hear.
No, yes. No. We are a token on the Binance side, but our platform is being launched on Ethereum. And then we're adding Matic and then Solana right after. Obviously, we need a little bit of work on the Solana side. It's not as easy as people think. But we will. Solana will be the first quarter of 2022. I mean, you got to give it up to them. They're kicking ass right now with NFTs, and people are just aping in over there, you know. But the Ethereum is king right now, so you got to go.
ETH is king.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, are you guys working on the new standard with YGG to kind of do a lending of NFTs?
You know what? I know that they had mentioned it because, you know, we do have a group chat. We're four devs working on this. I know they had mentioned that. We haven't really. It's been hectic. It's been a hectic couple of weeks. And, you know, I can get that information for you probably.
No. You know. There's a lot of developers that are going to be there. Like, the reason that we want to host Essential is to make sure that, you know, we have builders within the space that's going to be building all these new financial products and even like the NFT standards and everything too. So,
no, definitely.
Like, I'm not trying to say the reason that the conference is to kind of push everything forward, and like what you guys are doing is like what's needed within the space, especially when I have some NFTs that are I need some liquidity off of it, but at the same time, you know, there's some of them don't have any marketplaces for it in terms of like liquidity and volume. But yeah, you know, if you guys are able to provide liquidity for them, you know, it's a whole new industry.
I mean, you know, it's that's the first thing people tend to do when they need liquidity. I mean, there can be a project that's about to launch and they're like, shit, I don't have any ETH. You know, they open up their wallet and they start searching, what NFTs am I going to sell? And not just that. I mean, I believe that our product is also going to help support the floor price of some of these NFTs because people are just trying to get rid of them to get that liquidity quick in order to jump into the next project, you know? So yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm excited for this conference. I know my entire community's excited for the conference. I mean, we have I have a community of about 15,000 people, and they're like, yeah, man, they're excited. They're stoked for this. So
yeah, not only does your project sound cool, your booth sounds very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that booth with the lounge and the graffiti wall, man. That's
great. I appreciate it.
I love the thought you put into the booth.
I appreciate it. Yeah, if you need to charge your phone or your iPad, trust me, I'm gonna have it's this big ass sofa with nothing but charging stations. I'm telling you, I figured, you know what? To me, it's like, okay,
it's gonna be the plug.
Well, that's literally the plug, right? But no, I had to think about it. I was like, okay, so I'm going into an Ethereum space as a Binance token. So I got to find a way to network, you know, and I believe handing this marker to somebody and saying, do me a favor and go tag that wall is the icebreaker. Or, hey, man, you need to charge your phone. Come sit your ass down, you know, charge your phone, bro. I'm not going to charge you nothing for it, you know. So I just had to figure, I had to think outside the box. You know, I didn't want to put.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's good, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
We allow everyone to be a part of the space.
Oh, no.
And
definitely.
Yeah, I want to also welcome up Lisa. Lisa Legs.
Wagwan. I was literally so hot to raise my mic. Okay. Oh, I just realized. Wait. Why am I still muted?
We can hear you.
You're on. You're live.
Okay, cool. Cause bet. Wagwan, I was just gonna say, Nico, you're gonna be the plug with that charging couch. That's a super dope idea.
I appreciate
for
it.
Sure. I'm just excited because, you know, everybody's coming to Miami. I'm here waiting for you. I even turned on the AC. It's like 60 something degrees right now in Miami right now. So you're not going to be too hot. And when the sun is shining, you're going to feel real nice in the sunlight. And I've been telling all my friends about it. And yeah, if you need any reggae insertion, I would love to facilitate.
I do. We need to talk.
Oh, well, link me, because I already sent off the website and everything to one of my booker friends. You know, not going to drop any names right now.
No. Just talk to me direct.
Yes, and if you need a Jamaican ruby rod type from the Fifth Element, I would love to walk around and run my mouth all day.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody that wants to tune in. And yeah, man, let's go. I'm excited.
DM me right after this.
Lisa, I'm all about it. I'm all about the Rastafarian movement as well. Lisa, that's amazing. I just cannot wait. Are you a Rasta?
Well, it's all about love, and people like to call me Rasta because I bring the loving Rasta type vibes, and I will tell you how to mix up your ginger tea and everything and whatever you need for your healing that's natural. But I don't have locks. I have Bantu knots. So is that a thing? Rasta Bantu or something like that?
Are you a singer, though? Are you a singer, too?
Yes, I sing and I sling syllables. Just give me a beat and everything's sweet.
Yes, yeah.
I love it. Lisa, real quickly, you know, we're coming out from California, and we want to, from Northern California. It's a little bit chilly here. We want to make sure we wear the right clothes. Is it okay? Do you think wearing shorts and a t-shirt and sandals, is that going to be warm enough, or do we need to bring more?
No. Let me tell you, Miami is fake winter right now. Your shorts and your flip-flops and everything is going to be perfect. Just make sure you have your layers on your chest so that you're insulated, because you're going to go from hot to cool and hot to cool and hot to cool. So you just want to keep that part sought out and proper. And maybe, you know, wear a nice jeans jacket with some art and things on it. That's the Miami vibes right now. You're not going to get away with your fur and your boots unless in the middle of the night and a real cold front come in. Because sometimes it does get to like 50 degrees. But that's still like a fake 50 degrees because it's still Miami. And when the sun hot, you're going to feel like 75.
Wow. I like you. I just followed you, Lisa. And hey, I'm excited.
It sounds like shorts, flip-flops, and a hoodie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, shorts, flip-flops, and a hoodie, right. Baby. Let's go. Miami, well, here we come. Well,
I'm going to ask another question because I know that I think all of us are DJs and, you know, we're in the NFT space. Okay, I'm from California, right? And I go to Berkeley. So, you know, we like to bring our trees, our medication. How are the laws? And is that okay if I ask this, Michael?
Yeah. I'm from Washington, man. Florida is medical.
I just want to know if I, like, you know, if I bring a few.
We got the nifty drips with the pharmacy bus coming down, man. They're going to drop a big skunk in front of a blow up in front of our thing, man. We got, yeah, man.
Oh, they're bringing purple skunk? Please tell me.
We're all recovered? Nifty drips?
Number one, music and herb is the healing of the nations. We all know that.
Right. All right, so your question, Florida is a medicinal state. We do have dispensaries all around the place. We have our underground
However, it is not reciprocal, which means
not
if you have a medical card in another state, you cannot just go in a dispensary. The Florida law is they want you to be a temporary resident to qualify for that, meaning living there at least 1 month a year. This is all going to be changing soon, but that is the current legal status in the state.
Oh, wow. Okay, then I'm definitely going to need a plug.
Well, I'm not going to say that I'm the plug, but I'm going to say that allegedly I might know somebody.
Yeah. But Lisa, I had that correct, right?
Yes, that is exactly right. I see you're well informed and prepared for your Decentral Miami experience. You know, prevention is better than cure, so it's good to be very, very much informed. And like I said, we do have dispensaries around the place and an allegedly underground scene, very loosely with the allegedly and very heavy with underground.
I want to also welcome up. I love her. I want to also welcome up. It's whatever. GoPer 91. Go ahead. You have any questions for us?
Thank you so much. Good evening. Good morning to the room. My question is, hi. My question is, what are you doing specifically to highlight Gumbe? Is Gumbe still a thing in Miami? I have no idea. All I know is Bahamian culture resides in that region. And it seems like Gumbe has been wiped off the map. So I'm asking
whoever. I don't think we have anything, but would definitely love to connect with you so that we can make Miami very, you know, exclusive.
That's what you're saying. Publicly, I'm saying, what are you doing to incorporate Bahamian culture, Black culture to Miami? Because everything I've heard right now has all been, you know, blah, 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 blah. I've not heard a single authentic Black person. I've not heard a single Bahamian person. I've not heard a single Jamaican person contribute to this conversation. It seems to me, from an outsider, and I'm ignorant. I will admit that I'm ignorant.
No, you are not ignorant.
No, I'm ignorant. The question is invalid. I'm ignorant. I have no say in what's happening in the county that I was born and raised in. But it seems like you all have the answers. So I want to know what the answers are. Have you incorporated Gumbe, Coconut Grove, Black people, Bahamian people, Jamaican people. Yeah. You all have these nice, very pretty. Everything sounds so pretty.
Thank you. Can I have a moment to explain?
You can have all the moments hopefully answer. Because I'm gonna mute my mic and I'm gonna go down to
listener. Thank you so much. No. I want you to be a speaker because I want to address this, right? Like we don't want to silence anybody.
I'm not going to be a speaker because I'm ignorant and I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but I will leave it to you, learned scholars.
So here, I talked to Lisa. Lisa got your back. Lisa's got your back.
Okay.
Hey, Wagwan. It's whatever. GoPer. I just want to know if I don't sound authentical enough for you.
Listen. Don't even try.
And also, my daughter
don't even try.
Bahamian.
Do not even try. You coming in here with your fake shit? Don't even fucking try.
Listen here. I want your voice to be heard, but you have to be where she grew up.
Montego Bay, Jamaica, classic 99.
I want to be and not to seem.
It's okay. The thing is, there's something called premeditated animosity, and when premeditated animosity is at play, it doesn't matter what truth is at hand. Because these people are determined to act in their vexatiousness. See, I can be very hype, but because I'm a true, authentic Yardie, Jamaica may come from, right? Give it to you, tough love style. So please don't come ruin the vibes in the space. Seen? Just put a smile on your face, spread up your frown and turn it upside down. And I hope that this is enough for you to learn just a little bit about putting premeditated animosity to the side and just listening keenly and not just waiting for your turn to speak. Don't come in here and attack these beautiful people and shift the frequency after we just build up our nice little vibes. Come on, man.
So well said.
Amen.
One thing I wanted to address is that we're very open with the space. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are. We have Anons coming to the event. We have everyone from different sectors of the world coming to the event. We don't want it to be where it's a place of, you know, hate. We actually want it to be where it's a space to where everyone can build together. And, you know, if you feel like, you know, we misrepresented anybody, please let me know so I can invite them into the next event, because we are going to be having more events in Miami. And if you feel like you're underrepresented, let us know. We're the underdogs of the industry. We want to make sure that everyone understands that our voice is heard and we are here. That's one of the reasons why we actually wanted to front run our Basel, is to say, look, we're here, we're not leaving anywhere, and we're going to disrupt the space. For us as disruptors and to bring builders into the space is to kind of say, look, we are here and you do not understand the power that we have to kind of make sure that we are, you know, we have our voices heard. So with all of our events, if there's any representation that you feel like is deemed necessary and needed, and of course, like, that's why I didn't want to mute you, is because of the fact that I don't want to mute anybody's voice. That's not the purpose of kind of like what New Central is all about. New Central has been left behind because of, you know, Bitcoin Miami and kind of like Bitcoin boomers. We don't care about the Bitcoin boomer stuff, but we want to let them know that we are here and we're not leaving anywhere. 90% of the industry is within the rest of the ecosystems. So why separate us as if we are something else that's not important? We're building more, or, you know, we're building within the space to kind of make it all whole. And if you want to be a part of us, you know, be a part of the Central, just come and kind of see like what we're trying to build, what we're trying to bring as builders, what we're trying to bring as disruptors to the industry.
I think crypto and Web3 by nature, the goal is to bring down barriers, remove them, right? So, yeah.
That's, you know, it's crazy because if you look at any of the projects that are out there, you know, you have people, core teams, admins, anything, from all around the world that make up that team. You know, whether it's from Jamaica, I mean, my core team is me, which I am Middle Eastern. I have an African American from Columbus. I have somebody from the Philippines, and I have somebody from Lithuania. Those four make up the core team of Pawn My NFT. And I know so many projects that are out there. And that's what's so beautiful about, you know, just decentralized, you know, just this space in general, is it puts all people from, you know, all walks of life together, whether it's, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what your living conditions are. That's a beautiful thing about this space, is that it can put anybody together just by having the same common interest, and you can create something beautiful out of it.
Hey, Neko, I just want to say, very well said. And Lisa, thank you very much for stepping in there and being able to handle that, Michael. Fantastic job. My name's Matthew. Just jumped on the DecentralCon team. Say, like, everything that you guys are saying about this community, like, just being, like, so we look at, I think if you just look at Twitter, for example, you look at everybody's PFPs and everybody's like, oh man, like, let me follow this person, how many followers they have, how many likes they get, all this stuff, right? But the fact that we can go to DecentralCon in beautiful Miami, which you described as so perfectly, Lisa, heading there, like, we can actually be together again, and we can see people, and we can meet these people that are from all over the world. And it's so awesome, because it's not about the PFP anymore, and it's not about the followers. It's about that person, and it's getting to know maybe sectors that we don't know about. Maybe we're all NFT and we get to learn about DeFi, and we get to learn about, like, how design is changing and how finance is starting to work. So what a beautiful opportunity for us all to get together within, like, this community. And you said it, Echo, perfectly, like, this global community. Like, look at everybody's, like, Instagram or Twitter. If they put where they're from, it's from all over the world. Like, where else do you have a community like this, particularly when the world seems so isolated? And we have the opportunity even just to jump on these calls to, I think, Michael, it was you or Justin, what you said earlier about people that can't come, people that are stuck in wherever they're from, that they still get to feel like they're part of this community no matter where they are, because it creates that opportunity. So just want to say, super excited to be a part of this. And DecentralCon is just going to be like unbelievable. I met Justin several years ago when he was doing like growth hacking in LA, and just watching the journey of just being on the forefront of what is the future. I don't know if you consider yourself a futurist, but like just being on the forefront and be able to create these spaces, for me, somebody that works in community building, like just unbelievable. And guys, you have no idea like what's in store. Like you guys kind of just hit the iceberg, but it's going to be such a wild week. Like Art Basel is going to have a run for its money. I'll tell you that much for all you artists and creators.
No, we want to kick the hornet's nest, because the hornet's nest hasn't been kicked in a while. Amen. So, you know, we want it to be, we're disruptors. And for us, it's all about letting them know, like, our voices are heard and we are here. And at the same time, especially for NFTs, like, we've seen the meteoric rise of NFTs, and no one's talking about it at Art Basel. You know, all the different possibilities of it, because of the fact that they want to be gatekeepers of Art Basel and be gatekeepers of, you know, everything that's considered art. But they leave out the rest of the majority. So for us, it's all about, you know, just keeping an open space to keep it to where everyone can actually co-create and actually build within the space.
You know, that's awesome, Michael. You know, somebody said this, I forgot who it was, but they said it doesn't matter what race, color, gender, creed, who you are, where you're from. In this space, we all live through our NFTs. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are. You know, we're all equal. I mean, it doesn't, you know, if you own a CryptoPunk or you just got into a new project that launched, we all have the same, you know, the same intentions at heart. You know, like, we're all here for the same thing, you know?
Definitely. I'd like to welcome, I guess, two more people on the stage as well, too. We got Metaloka and Rain X.
Hello.
Or Rain as well, too.
Hello. How is everybody there? So good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good afternoon. We are Metaloka. We're trying to build a full ecosystem in the name Metaverse. You can follow us and have a look at our brand. But again, we're so happy to be a part of this community. And so happy that our team will be speaking at this event. We feel very privileged to be speaking at this event and speaking within the community. So we're looking forward to it. And there's many challenges, as you've been discussing on this forum, many challenges of connecting different communities and being realists and being individuals what you want to be. And that's what we are trying to do as a brand, as within our metaverse. We're very happy to be a part of this community. And again, like you were saying, there's many individuals who come from different backgrounds, different countries. You know, we have most of our team based in Vietnam. We have team in Singapore. I'm in London. It's nearly 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm still awake, completely tired. This industry just connects different communities from different countries, and it's absolutely amazing what this movement has done. I never would have thought I would be speaking to 5 different time zones around the world, so it's quite cool. And we're looking forward to speaking at the event for sure.
Yeah, we have people coming from Hong Kong waiting 21 day quarantine right afterwards just to listen to speeches. You know, like The thing that we incorporated into all of our events is to make sure that we're all very inclusive and, you know, at the same time, very broad to the public. So we are going to be, you know, broadcasting all of this. So if, you know, 5 different time zones, if some people are, you know, asleep during that time, they're able to still listen in and still tune in with our live broadcast. And also, you know, for all the stages, we will be recording them and placing them onto YouTube, so that if anyone misses it or, you know, due to certain restrictions for their country, they're still able to listen in and still tune in.
Yeah, I'll be definitely hooking it up live and definitely being glued to my screen and seeing what's out there, because again, you're seeing innovation within the community and everybody's coming together. So it's very, very interesting. And to get everybody on one forum and one platform, I can see it takes a lot of energy just to produce that. So yeah, well done to you guys and to the team out there. And yeah, definitely we're looking forward to it.
Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse, but in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the rocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.
Terra Spaces.